Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Cue the announcer. Okay, we're off to a good start. Hi, I'm Lisa Berry, and thank you for tuning into today's inspiration, my moment in life where I can open up my heart and my mind and my soul and my perspective and share it with you. We can share it together. We're all in this together and try to make the world a better place with a heavy life. Add more joy to the journey. And that's what the show is all about. So there's this thing and it's called life and we're all in it. And it's not that easy. What do we want? Do we get what we want? Do we want what we really think we want? See, I'm going deep this today. It's not this morning. You can be listening anytime, anywhere. Maybe you're trying to get to sleep at night. What's that Lisa Berry up to? Let's tune into today's inspiration and perhaps go to sleep with a positive thought, because I would like to share only my thoughts. And I want us all to feel good. Don't you want to feel good? I do. I don't want to be fueled by drama. I don't need things to go wrong to make me have a reason to live. And so many times there are so many people who are, oh, I'm just so busy. They're busy. They define themselves by being busy because that makes them feel important. And that's okay, I guess. That's what I want to do. I want to feel important because I'm a loving, giving, laughing soul on this planet who is here to share and care. And I know that rhymes and sounds cliche, but that's the truth. So here we are on today's inspiration. I'm talking, you're listening, and if you want to share in the conversation and you're listening, that's always great. You can call us at 646-378-0378. We're also taking email messages at lisaloveberry, P-A-R-R-Y, gmail.com, because it's not just about me. I'm here to share my perspective, and it's about us. It's about making the world a better place. It's about taking time to realize how to do that. And how not to dwell in the negativity of your past or the moment, to get past all of that. In fact, I recently came across a great article about practices for nurturing happiness by Thich Nhat Hanh, who had been ill and got to the United States and apparently is on the road to recovery. And I thought he had some great ideas and things we may not think about how to overcome past and to actually be happy. The number one recommendation is letting go. The first method of creating joy and happiness is to cast off and leave behind. There's kind of a joy that comes from letting go. And that is true in so many different situations. You know, we all get involved in drama, maybe at your job or maybe at your home or with your kids or your family, and just let go. Is it really that important? Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Is it really worth dwelling in it? So let it go. Sometimes you think having a certain career or a salary or a house or a partner is crucial for your happiness, and you think you can't go on without it. But even when you have achieved that, you would just want more. So you just have to look deeply into your fearful attachment and you realize that it is, in fact, the very obstacle to it. Another thing is to invite positive seeds. We have many kinds of seeds lying deep in our consciousness. Some we water, some we sprout, some come to awareness, and sometimes they manifest. But in our own consciousness, there is not such great seeds and not such great paradise. So you need to put in here and cultivate the good. Mindfulness, it's all about mindfulness. Mindfulness-based joy. Mindfulness not only helps us to get in touch with suffering so that we can erase and transform it, but also touch the wonders of life, including your own body. So isn't there a great thing? I discovered this a long time ago, and I wonder, is it something you think about? Is it mainstream, but breathing in, holding your breath, and exhaling it, and how it tells your brain to relax? There's the, I think it's the 4-7-8, 4 seconds, hold it for 7, breathe out through the mouth for 8 seconds, and that tells your brain, hey, it's time to relax. And also, inside, we might recognize attachment in our body. We want very much to release it, but sometimes we can't. So we're using insight. And that's pretty much what the show is all about, is giving insight. I know it's my insight. I've been through a lot of stuff, and a lot of it has been negative, and I do believe that this may be the person I am today. I keep seeing this message out there in the world, and that message is, you know, does suffering lead to self-awareness? Is that why I am the person that I am today because of everything I've been through? Well, yeah, I guess it is, and so are you. We all are. But did my suffering lead me to self-awareness. Okay, he gets a self-awareness without suffering. That would be nice. That would be a good thing. But I guess I am who I am today because of who I've been through. And it's my choice, though. I could be sitting in the fetal position in a corner, sad and crying and feeling sorry for myself. Or I could say, hey, it's a new day. I woke up. It's a miracle. I'm feeling good. I get to do this show. And you're listening, which I cannot tell you how grateful I am, because it means that it's working on connecting, and we're all in this together. And I'm here to share love. I'm here. It sounds sort of embarrassing to say, but my greatest gift is a large capacity to love. That's all I want to do. And then, I'm human, and people may have a moment, things happen, and then this was, oh, I thought you were Miss Happy. And, well, I try to be, I want to be, and I think you should be, too. We should all try to focus on, because what you focus on is what you think about is who you are. And we need to be aware of what we're focusing on, and what we're expecting, and what we're needing. And I see positive possibilities everywhere. I really do. And I want to take some effort. It's not like I wake up in the morning and go, yeehaw! Look at that mess that I get to clean up. It's positively positive that I get to. But no, I wake up and think, hey, I woke up. And I can do a lot, and I can strive for inner peace, and I can enjoy nature, my family, and friends, and laughter, and a great vacation. You know, so many Americans don't even take their vacation time, to which I say, why not? They fear they're going to lose their jobs. Well, you know what? That's going to happen anyway, when it's meant to happen. And I hate to say it, I'm not saying that to freak you out or fill you with fear, but that's just the nature of this world. Every job ends, whether it's your choice, you retire, or they make a change. So why not enjoy the moment that you're in it? Why not take the vacation that is awarded to you? Because it's going to end no matter what. And same thing, someone passed away, every person passed away, and says, oh, that's such a shame. And it is a shame, but we're all going to pass away. It's all going to end that way. So it's not really a shame. It's called nature. It's called what happens. So I think our goal should be to live our life the best we can. So when someone passes away, we can say, I gave them all the love I could. I did, but I could for them to make it better. I try to enjoy the moment and be generous and pay attention and do everything we need to do to show other people that we care. And so when they do pass away, which we're all going to do, it's a lot of shame. It's not a shame. It's sad. It certainly is sad. But I think to say it's a shame is not a great way to describe it. Life, don't live life in shame or with shame or as a shame. You shouldn't be ashamed. You should be in touch with love and laughter and who you are and how you feel. And you change your attitude. The great Wayne Dyer said when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's that simple. It's your attitude. Change your attitude and change your life. And that's what the show is all about. I know I can't make you change. I can't get into your body. I can't get into your mind. I can't get into your iPad or your phone or your computer or however you're listening to me right now. I can't shoot my way in there. I can share my heart and my soul, my perspective with you, which the show is all about, in hopes that you will want to change. Be the change you want to see in the world. And that's, I'd say cliche. I don't know, it's not cliche, but we hear it all the time. But if you think about what it really means. If you want more love, be lovable. If you want more happiness in your life, be happy. You can be the change you want to see in your life. And your attitude is everything. Attitude is everything. How you look at life is what you see. What you expect. If you think you're going to fail, you're probably going to fail because that's what you expect. And if you think you're going to succeed, you're going to keep trying until you do. So I have a couple of tips on how you can change your attitude if you want to change your life. First, you got to identify and understand what you want to change. The first step towards change is clearly understanding what needs to be changed. So you need to take stock. I would say to people, what makes you happy? And they say, I don't know. And I say, how can you be happy? You don't know. So you need to take stock. What in your life needs to change? Just take some thinking. Maybe write it down. And that's how it works for you. And then look for a role model. It's not, I've always wanted to just be me. I'm pretty self-aware. I know who I am. I've worked in commercial radio for many years, and I never fake laugh. And I never think, I heard the other day, and they're just laughing away. Like, it really wasn't that funny. So I want to be a fake lady on the radio. I want to be real. And this, nothing gets more real for me than this show, Today's Inspiration, where I literally pour out my heart to you. pour out my soul and my love so we can connect and I can help empower you and uplift you, because that's why I'm here. That's what I think my dharma is to inspire and inform and encourage other people. Everybody needs to know that someone believes in them. I believe in you. But you believe in yourself? So that's what we're working on here. So what's our role model? But, you know, still be true of myself, but maybe someone who can inspire you and encourage you a little bit. And I certainly don't call myself a role model, but I hope I can encourage you and inspire you to live a better life. And then think about how your attitude will affect your life. To be able to hurdle through all the difficulties in your life, you need to think exactly what this supposed change would bring to your life. I don't know if this is envisioning. We hear so much about envisioning now. Where do you want your life to go? Write it all down. It's almost like a fantasy, I think. You just lay there and close your eyes and sit there and however it works for you. And picture yourself doing what you want to do, being how you want to create feeling, and then your body gets familiar with it. And you want to do it. So think about how your attitude will change and affect your life. And choose the right company. We hear this over and over and over and over again. I think this is a message to me. Bad company corrupts good character. No. Expect yourself to be able to change if you're surrounding yourself with people who are negative or don't want you to change. People are, even if someone goes on a diet, people are threatened by when their loved ones change, or maybe they're going to leave them, and then maybe that you're not good for them, maybe you will. But look for new friends, especially people who are optimistic. Hi, I'm here for you. I'm Lisa Berry, and I'm optimistic, and I have a healthy attitude towards life, and I'm your friend. We're friends. You're listening, and I'm here for you. And you can call me or you can email me, lisalovebarrypa@gmail.com, because I'm here for you. That's why I'm here. I have a large capacity to love. I like to make people laugh, cheer them up, give them perspective. But sometimes that's like knocking on concrete because people don't want to change, or they're not able to open up, or they're not interested, or they're happy dwelling in a negative place. And you know, to them, I say, I'm here for you when you're ready. I have love for you and I accept you. You're not necessarily going to be. You can't be nice. You can't be hating who you can't. And then you got to believe you're able to change. Often the greatest obstacle between us and the goals is ourselves, our inability to trust in what we are able to do. So if you don't believe in yourself or believe that you can change your life, then it's like, you know, I can start. You're going to give up. So having positive attitude is important for being successful and satisfying life. So it's best to strive or have a positive attitude and believe that you can. Life should be about being happy, enjoying the day, inner peace, better balance, options for life. That's what I'm talking about today. Life is an intense, complicated journey. Things don't always go the way you want. But it's okay. You can get happy. People get worked up when you talk about being happy and you're like, so happy and all that. They let you go and you think, oh, I thought you were this happy. I am. I try to be. I want to be. I am as much as I am humanly possible. Because we are all human. And the other day, and I love nature. I probably have bored the heck out of all my friends. I take pictures of flowers because even a bug. I was in northern Michigan a couple weeks ago. It was this teal blue. It was like, I love that color. And that's in a bug. That's in a bug. And a bird. And a flower. The colors of the world. And they don't come to some coin box or on a printer cartridge in your printer. They are in nature. And I love that. That you can see a blue, my blue teal sheet and a bug that sat down next to me. With a long, skinny body. And I just thought, wow, I love that color difference in a bug. And I don't really necessarily enjoy bugs, but I enjoy this one because I love the color. I love the nature. It made me happy. And it helps bring inner peace and balance. It helps me deal with the chaos of it. You know, you get caught up in a lot of color in the nature. And you love yourself. That's the best thing. You can't control what other people say. How they feel. What they say. It'd be nice if we were all on the same page. And that happens, it's synchronicity, and I jump for joy, and I try to be in that moment for sure. And when someone challenges you and wants you out, it might take a moment, but then realize your love comes from you. You love yourself. It's so important. And I have these moments of meditation that I call it. This is the moments that I'm going to share on right now. Close your eyes and relax a little bit. This is love. Lisa's love note for you, a little something, a little moment of meditation, pick you up and give you perspective, help you to let your eyes think. Everything's okay right now, and all there is right now. That's Dr. McKenzie, who wrote a book called Super Brain with Deepak Chopra, and they've got a new book coming out soon, and I hope to have either or both of them on the show, and it's about how you can change your genetics and your genes. You know, when I go to others and they say, well, tell me your family health history, and I say, just do it. Because genetics has a lot to do with it. Genetics has a lot to do with how we look at life, how we feel, how we get through the day, and I'm grateful. Excuse me, I'm grateful. But I feel like I'm pretty genetically wired to be happy, although maybe I wasn't. Maybe it was because of how long my childhood was and how so much time was wasted and illness and angst and anxiety, and life is short. I don't want to waste it. I want to laugh. Hey, I want to have fun. I want to encourage others to look at life from my goggles. I want to be a leader of love because, you know, life has many components. And I fully acknowledge that you're maybe, you know, I got the kids and I got the house and I'm behind on my bills and I'm feeling, well, I get that. We all have our challenges. So I do too. Like I said, the other day, I for one millisecond, shared a not necessarily positive moment. I got attacked. All I fight, we're mishappy. I had this attack. And I'm human, I'm human, and I've been through a lot, and I choose not to dwell in it. I choose to lift myself up. I was in about 6 inches off the ground. I'm not down in the drama. I'm not up so I can look down at other people. I'm up because it's better if you're human here. What's wrong? More air. More oxygen. Colors. Look what we love. Pink flowers. I'm sorry if I'm boring everyone with my pictures. That's what I'm looking for. You can post a picture of an accident. You could, recently in my neighborhood, the guy went to the grocery store naked. That's a whole other story. And people post, you can post pictures of naked men eating up against the meat counter at your local grocery store, which did literally happen in my neighborhood this week. And surprisingly, somebody posted it, and people had to hope. They were very compassionate about this person. So obviously, this person has problems, and that you should be helping them, not taking naked pictures of them. And I was surprised because people like to glom on and bring you down. The minute you get up, people like to bring you down. I guess that's human nature. But when you are involved in nature, Nature inspires me to be positive. Nature inspires me to look for the best in every moment. And ironically, human nature inspires a lot of people to look for the worst. We need to overcome that. You need to join me up here, 6 inches off the ground, a little transcendence. And it's not drug-induced, it's nature, it's flower-induced. I have flower-induced transcendence. That's what I choose to focus on, and that's what I choose to see. And it's your choice, too. You can focus on whatever you want, and if someone's annoying you, you can smile and ask yourself, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? And I know it takes work, because it happens a lot. It's called, like, the car. You drive on the road, and somebody's going 30 in front of you in a 45-mile-hour zone. How annoying is that? Or you just don't want to drive and cut in some slack. It's called compassion. It's called thinking of other people. And the more you do it, the better your perspective. And the more gratitude you have, the more you have to be grateful for. And it's just kind of the yin and yang of life. And I know that's something that I work on a lot. Gratitude. It's easy. I always like to take a moment and just think of this pillow that I have to rest my head on at night. Does that sound trivial to you? I love a spoke for the day. If you're thinking, what is she talking about when she loves her pillow? I love my pillow. And I am very grateful. I'm very grateful for the little things. A lovely cup of yogurt in the morning and the sunshine and a smile from a stranger. I should be the one putting more smiles out there so she can. Nothing. Yeah, so it's lovely when a stranger smiles at you. Think, oh, it's a happy person. Yay, we're connecting. Connecting. But what do you want? You feel appreciated. You feel that you matter. You feel that you matter. And the sooner you start loving yourself, the better you are. And that you need to letting go of your negative history, letting go of the person you competitive with, and letting go of the person which one you can't see. Stop of wanting to hear what you're all about. I'm a leader of love. You don't have to talk to me. That's all for you. That's good for you. For the world. And I worked in radio all my life. And my talk about it. And I love that I can lean into this microphone and change your heart. And move your heart. And try to hold you down to it. You can say, it's not going to be okay. This lady's crazy. Nothing's going right. I love mornings because it's a new day. A little healing is going on. There's some possibilities. Rushed, resting. That's a new day. And you can start all over again. Try to be as positive as possible. That's my mantra. I'm a leader of love, trying to be as positive as possible. And I know it's not easy. And I know I say this and I will get off the air and I will walk through my life. We'll say, well, there she is. I get stuck on and you can't hold other people think and other people only control. People may offend you, but you have the right to have a good attitude. People may offend you, but you have a right to have a good attitude. Don't give away your power. That's why your power. And I'm not a power control person. It's got to be a better way. Let's give away your good day. Don't give away your good day. Don't give away your good attitude. Don't let other people steal your joy. Someone put a great quote out there today that Socrates. Be as you wish to see. Be as you wish to see. I love that. You know, let's envision it nice. Putting the joy. If you want to feel joy in your life, be joyful. You want some stranger to smile at you, smile at a stranger. You want to feel loved, you want to be happy, you want to feel happy, you contribute. I'm happy as best as I can. That's what I'm all about. I want to contribute to human happiness. And this great quote by Ralph Marston, I can't claim it, but I love it, love it, love it. It's just as easy to be positive and ambitious as it is to be negative and disillusioned. It's just easy to be positive and ambitious as it is to be negative and disillusioned. The difference is in the choice. We talk about it all the time. It's a choice. It's a choice what you see. It's a choice what you say. A choice what you hang out with. It's a choice. Being overweight is sadly a choice. And then right there, work out one day, four cherries of breakfast. I should have been about 20 pounds, but it didn't quite work out. So it's a choice. I have a choice what I put in my mouth. I have a choice what I put in my head. I have a choice what I feed in my heart. Just like you have the power. Because again, I'm not a power control person. If I can control my bladder, I'm happy with me. Pause for a minute here. You have a choice. It's just as easy to be as positive and ambitious as it is to be negative and disillusioned. It's just as easy. The difference is the choice you make. Now, some people come and they are loaded up. They're just not so great. And they have been through so many negative things. And it's really difficult for them to see the positivity that I'm trying to put out there. And look how much you can about it, except trying to power through as positive as possible. I've been through a lot of stuff that I know that. Well, as I said at the beginning of the show, welcome, you know, we're all here on planet Earth. And so there's this thing called life, and we're all in it, and it ain't easy. But we can be in it together, and we can be in it, and we can add some happiness to the world, and we can make it a positive place. And people are going to be positive. Be encouraged. Consider the positive. And I'm here to contribute to you, Father. Love yourself. Look for the best. Expect the best. And that's what you'll get. That's what you'll see. And I, you know, if you want to email me in the Zoom section, I do speak in several corporations and companies and community groups. And I love to share the message. Lisa Love Barry, Barry at gmail.com. She's my email. So probably the best way to do it. I love to share my Lisa's love notes with you. I think there's something we could put on our phones or our iPods, and whenever we need a little pick-me-up, go sleep in the back of the room. Just breathe and relax and tell yourself to be okay. You are okay. We are human beings. We are miracles. We were born. You know what a miracle birth is? I used to be obsessed with babies. When I had kids and babies, I used to be obsessed with these because the whole thing's a miracle. This baby's formed and it comes out and nurture it and it grows and please nurture your babies. I see people that, I saw a guy yesterday and his kid kind of threw him over his shoulder. And I thought, that is precious cargo. Not be slinging that baby over his shoulder. That is precious cargo. That is a future human being who's got to walk this planet to the best of their kids. Please treat your children as love. Treat your partners with love. And treat your siblings with love. And your co-workers. And those who are treating yourself with love. Be good to yourself. Put good things into your mouth. Put good thoughts into your yourself. You need to. And I'm here for you. This is my job. This is why I'm on planet Earth. You know, is how much longer I'll be here. But this is my job. To love you and to lead you to love yourself. I'm a leader of love. And I find out the goodness of the world. That's why I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to be so grateful. And I hope to hear from you. Email me some love for you. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to it.